In this week's Radio Today programme, memories of much-loved DJ Mark Benson, radio moments from David Lloyd, and the sound of the Highlands.
MFR's Kid in the Car, with McRae and Dick Honda. The new CRV. Smarter, sleeker, roomier.
Every morning on the show, Monday through Thursday at 25 to 9 at this time, your wee one can become Kid in the Car. They come on air, they showcase our talent, whatever they may be. Then they got into the draw for the exclusive Kid in the Car Lunch Box, which we do on Friday. Grace, who's Kid in the Car today?
Well, today's Kid in the Car is Ailsa Young from Inverness. She is 9 years old. She goes to the Gaelic school and she likes skiing, Highland dancing, playing the fiddle, orienteering and talking.
Right, now you're on to do some singing today. What are you going to sing for us, Ailsa?
I'm going to sing Brochen Mam.
OK, Ailsa, you are Kid in the Car. Take it away.
That was Gino and Grace at breakfast on Bauer Radio's most northerly outpost last week. After the show, I took the high road to their studio overlooking the glorious Moray Firth and talked to Gino Conti and station director Dawn Murray.
The Radio Today programme with Broadcast Bionics. Innovative solutions for creative radio people.
Well, this is a big thrill. I've spent lots of Sony Award evenings seeing the award winners from MFR walking around in their kilts and outside in reception here. What an enormous trophy cupboard. I've never seen anything like it. Absolutely full of glass jars and vases and awards of all sorts. I'm at Moray Firth Radio, or MFR 1, 2 and 3, as it's now better known. Let me start with you, Dawn. We're in Inverness. Who are your competitors up here?
Well, that's the sort of luxurious position we're in that there are no commercial radio competitors. And obviously, Radio 2 is a competitor, but in terms of clients and where they can buy, I suppose I always think more along the lines of clients, and we're really one of the only options for them.
Gina, what I noticed listening to your breakfast show this morning is it's very local, isn't it? Compared to a lot of English commercial radio stations, it's very local. You hardly talk about kind of national or international stuff at all.
I think that's the key. That's what makes MFR unique to anywhere in the world, because we're a small station from a large group, the Bauer network, and a massive demographical, so our area is absolutely huge. And we always try, even if we're talking about something that isn't directly local, there's always a way to localise. That's the way I look at it. So, do you know what I mean? Like this morning we're talking about Kanye West. He was in Sky recently. The West Highland Free Press didn't care who Kanye West was. And the journalist wrote the article exactly that way. So I just thought, it's funny, you know? So it's worth talking about. But that's the best thing to do, is keep it local. And it's always good to champion what's right on your doorstep, which, as you say, a lot of other stations don't do that. And I think they lose out in that way.
I live near Cambridge and I do most of my work in London. So for me, this is a long, long way away from anywhere. And I think it's very easy for people who work in radio in England to be, I think, a little bit patronising about what you do. Just tell me about the size of the area that you're covering.
Right. Oof. We go from, we're based in Inverness. We go right along the coast towards sort of Fraserburgh away, so that's just sort of getting into sort of Aberdeen side for the sort of North East coast. We go right up the north coast of Scotland, almost up to like up Wick Thurso, which is the sort of the right top of Scotland, just before you get to like Dunnet and John O'Groats and stuff, which is the most northern point. And we sort of cut across a wee bit to the west, and further south we get down to sort of Newton Moor, King Usey way. So it's the size of Belgium, basically. So we're a local radio station that broadcasts the equivalent to Belgium. It's just unbelievable. So you've got to think about that. You've got to think about, we do have our commercial demographic of 25 to 45-year-olds. That's our core audience. But then you've got younger ones and you've got older ones as well. And that's why, just talking about Radio 2, they're maybe not a direct commercial competitor, but they take some of our audience and we do our best to try and keep that audience as well.
Do you think about BBC Radio Scotland as a competitor?
To a certain extent, yes, but I think sometimes we champion the local side of things, and that's how we win sometimes with Radio Scotland when it comes to travel in particular and things like weather and stuff like that.
Because, of course, the other thing is they're your only BBC competition. You don't have a BBC Radio Inverness or the equivalent of that, do you?
No, nothing. I mean, there was talk of a licence possibly coming about, but I don't think it's actually going to happen. So for the moment, it's us.
Dawn, tell me about the difference between the MFRs. You've got three of them here. What does each of them do?
Yeah, so last year we launched those two new brands, two and three. So MFR pretty much does what it always did and just really introducing two and three. So two is for a slightly older demographic and three is for a slightly younger demographic. And three coupled with our sort of ambition to grow digitally so much. I think Bower City Network as a group do particularly well with that. But we've got ambitions to drive that further and to engage with that younger audience while we can to make sure they're going to go through all of our brands and stay closer to us.
So the main MFR is mainly local and comes out of this building, but the other two, they're networked?
Yes, that's right.
And how much of a hand do you get from the main sort of a Bower HQ? How involved are they, or to what extent do they just leave you to get on with it because you know your patch?
Well, we're all very involved in two and three, but yes, we're left to get on with, you know, running our own radio stations, which is brilliant because we've got the knowledge of our own area.
What happens with DAB in this neck of the woods?
We do have a considerable amount of DAB coverage. But there's always been that thing with the transmitters and the BBC about trying to release more. So I think that is happening. I think there's another stage happening because it's not so bad sort of Inverness and slightly north and slightly south. It's more when we get to the east and the sort of further regions of the north of Scotland. So I think it's a bit sporadic when you get into sort of Murray and into Aberdeenshire. But over the years, it will obviously improve when more... the duplex, what they call duplex or something like that?
Multiplex.
Multiplex, that's the one. Duplex, is that not a house? Anyway, yeah, when the multiplexes get released in our area, it will grow a wee bit and stuff as well.
I noticed listening to you this morning that the two things that we're probably most preoccupied with in England, you didn't mention at all. One's the referendum, the other one was the European Football Championships.
Well, that's the thing. I have been mentioning a few times the sort of Euro Championships, but I do appreciate the fact that maybe all your audience doesn't want to sort of, is not into the football as much, but plus Scotland aren't in it.
I didn't want to mention
he's just having a wee pop here, you know, a wee jab to the ribs. However, my dad's Italian, so I will be supporting Italy as well. So we spoke about it a wee bit because football fan or not, if your nation's not in it, you're still going to watch it. So I mentioned that a few times on the show. Politics, I'm not a massive fan of politics, but I do appreciate that it's part of your everyday life. I dabble, but just try and keep away from... Because it can get you into trouble, and it's...
Well, I'm sure... radio service, that's bound to be an issue, isn't it?
It is. I mean, and recently, obviously, having not just the Euro referendum that's coming up, the Scottish referendum...
Well, I was going to ask you, not about the Scottish referendum particularly, but about being Scottish as opposed to being British. I wonder, do you... You know, when MFR talks about Andy Murray, is he the Scottish tennis player or the British tennis player?
Well, I mean, I think, yeah, okay, I don't know if I'm getting in trouble for this, but I'm going to go for it, to hell with it. There's always been that thing, and it's more a north of the border thing about Andy Murray, you know, that thing about when he loses, he's Scottish, if he wins, he's British. He's Scottish, do you know what I mean? He's from Dunblane, he's a fan of Hibs, the same team I'm a fan of. He's a Scottish lad through and through, but of course he will be dressed up as being British overall, do you know what I mean? But it's no big deal. I don't think people in Scotland really are that bothered, do you know what I mean?
Dawn, when you meet your colleagues in Bower, do you feel different from them? Do you feel as though you do a different job, or is selling the same here as it would be in, I don't know, you know, Kent?
Yes, it is. I have worked up and down the UK buying and selling media, and it's absolutely no different up here. We've just got as big a patch, well, bigger in terms of geography and in terms of revenue, we're generating just as much as lots of other stations south of the border. So yeah, I'm quite confident in what we do in our place in the grand scheme of things.
And Gino, when you're working in a place like this, is your ambition to go off and work somewhere else? Are you happy here?
Well, I sort of did the reverse of it. I started at the sort of bigger stations in a sense. I started at Forth, used to the overnights at Forth. That was my apprenticeship. Went to Radio Borders and Gala Shields. That was my first daytime, so that was quite weird having adverts and stuff. I was like, what is this? I can't just talk nonsense. And then I came here doing breakfast. So for me, I would like to hit a 10th year anniversary in breakfast. I think that's a nice personal milestone for me. Eventually, I would like to, once
and the multiplexes get organised in DAB, I think it might go full circle. I mean, Davey, our content director, we were chatting about this a few months ago, and it might end up that we'll have more here. Do you know what I mean? So the MFR2 might be certain shows done for here. So if I could go from like FM Breakfast to then that eventually, and I've got my pension to think about. So that's my future. I don't think I would want to move away to a bigger station. I've sort of done it. Do you know what I mean? But I would like to possibly, if I come off the mic, which I believe that one day you've got to do, I would like to go behind the scenes, contents, creativity. That I like that sort of thing.
We were just talking earlier about being a star, being, if you'll forgive me, a big fish in a small pool. You were talking about a particular fish and chip shop. Would you think that compared with people on English stations of a similar size, you're kind of famous? Are you a celebrity in these parts?
It's weird.
You are, aren't you?
I am a wee bit, and I can't accept it, though. It's just, it scares me. Because as soon as someone hears your voice, they'll say, oh, you're a... You know, or we've got this feature we do, Kid in the Car, so sometimes I phone the mums, and the mums are like, they're over the moon. And
the girl with the cello this
morning.
Yeah,
she's amazing. I don't see myself... I wouldn't say I've got an ego. I'm quite down to earth. I was brought up a certain way. I like to... think I work hard and it pays my bills and stuff like that. So for me, I could be Jimmy the Plumber. That's the way I look at it. But it's lovely to think that you have an impact on people and the way people look at you. I like that side of it. It can get a bit awkward sometimes because when you get introduced to people, people will go, are you Gino from MFR? And then you'll go, yeah, yeah. And then they'll go, I don't listen. And then you sort of say, okay. Do you know what I mean? It's like, why would you say that? It's like someone says, what do you do for a living? Oh, I'm a joiner. Oh, I don't use wood. Do you know what I mean? It's like people tell, so that, I find it awkward like that. But it's nice to know that, you know, when you do stuff with kids, we went to Nairn recently. They did, there's a sort of drama, sort of amateur theatrical group. They put on a show, went along, and we were treated like superstars. And that just makes you feel like you're doing the right thing. Because, you are part of the voice of the community. So it's nice to know that people look at you that way, you know?
So when you talk about people... you know, perceiving that the better stations are down south and constantly wanting to move further south for more experience. We found that Gino and I both did it the wrong way round. We went, you know, have moved up north for different reasons. But yeah, we will often train people up to a certain point and then lose them to a bigger station. But certainly from a trainee's point of view, when they do come into such a small station, because it is smaller, then it is hands-on and there's a bit of crossover and there's probably a lot more opportunity for learning.
Well, Gino, Dawn, thank you very much for inviting me to MFR. It's great. And I must say, the sun's coming out. This is a change from yesterday.
I'd give it 5 minutes. We're MFR Brawleys. Grab on your way out, just in case.
It's the Radio Today programme. We're in Inverness today. And here's Stuart Clarkson with the news.
The Radio Today programme with Broadcast Bionics.
Thank you, Trevor, and some sad news to start this week as tributes are paid to the former Capital, BRMB and Key 103 presenter Mark Benson.
He is just brilliant live. Neil Sedaka, the Queen of 1964 from 97.1 and 96.4 SGRFM.
Live from the heart of Manchester, the most music, Key 103, with another continuous music sweep.
Classic tracks and today's best music. This is Virgin Radio, Great Britain, the UK, 12:15 AM, London and the South East FM 105.8. It's Mark Benson Through the Night with Sheryl Crow. And a change would do you good.
It's at 25 to 9, New Year's Day. It's breakfast at Mark Benson till 10. And you can tell the festive period is almost officially over because I spotted in the supermarket yesterday, and I kid you not, Easter eggs.
Such a good song. The voice of CeeLo Green, Niles Barkley, of course, and Crazy from Kent's music station. It's KMFM. Wednesday afternoon. Hello, this is Mark. This is the interactive lunch. You're choosing all the songs today.
We're playing the songs that make you feel good. It's Sunshine Radio, and it's the new single from Nick Jonas. I love that. That's even better than Jealous. And I didn't think that was possible. It's called Close, and stay here for Carlos Santana. Good to go next from Sunshine Radio.
A few examples from Mark Benson's career there. Real name Mark Gedge. He'd recently celebrated his 44th birthday just a couple of weeks ago. His brother said he'd been battling his inner demons for some time and over the weekend finally lost the war. His body was found by police at a campsite in Brecon. Mark started out at Canterbury Hospital Radio in the late 80s and did Radio Top Shop before moving on to loads of stations, including SGR, Power, BRMB, Capital, Key, Virgin, City, Leicester Sound, Wave 105, Real, Smooth, Imagine, KMFM, Heartbeat, and many more. And he also had spells at Spectrum FM in Spain, High FM in Muscat, and Channel 4 in Dubai, returning to the UK last year to do some shows for Signal, and then a six-month spell at Sunshine Radio in Hereford, where he'd been doing The Drive Show recently. Sunshine's station manager is Mark Edwards.
All of us here at Sunshine Radio are deeply shocked and deeply saddened at the loss of one of our colleagues. He was more than just someone we worked with. He was a gentleman and a kind and quiet soul. Our heartfelt thoughts and love are with his family at this distressing time. He will always be fondly remembered by all the staff that he worked with during his time here.
And you can leave your tribute to Mark Benson, plus read memories of him from others in our industry. Just head to our Facebook page or look in the comments on the story about him at radiotoday.co.uk. Elsewhere this week, more changes are coming to the Five Live lineup from the autumn. Peter Allen is reunited with Jane Garvey for a new Sunday night show. He's replaced on the morning show 3 days a week by Emma Barnett, while former Radio 1 and Asian Network presenter Nihal joins Five Live as co-host of Afternoon Edition with Sarah Brett. A network daytime show on three wireless group stations in the northwest of England has been replaced by local programmes this week. Tony Horn was doing the simulcast show on Wigan's Wish FM, Warrington's Wire and Bolton's Tower. Each now has its own separate 10 till 2 show, with Tony staying on air on Wish. Jerry Springer's radio show is coming to the UK. It'll air Saturday nights at midnight on Talk Radio and will be a version of his weekly US podcast customised for broadcast here. Mike Cass has revealed he's off to Canada. The Bauer Group programmer is off to work for radio group Newcap, based in Vancouver. And congratulations to the radio folk recognised in this year's Queen's Birthday Honours List. Premier Christian Radio's Cindy Kent gets an MBE for services to religious broadcasting. There's also a CBE for former LBC presenter and BBC exec Janet Street Porter. And Adil Ray gets the OBE. The writer and actor behind BBC sitcom Citizen Khan has been a presenter on stations including Galaxy 105 in Yorkshire, Radio Air, Century Northwest, Choice FM, Five Live and the BBC Asian Network, where his shows included Breakfast in the End. And for more on radio news as it breaks, you can listen to our online industry station In Radio and also check out radiotoday.co.uk. That's it for this week. I'm Stuart Clarkson.
Broadcast Bionics brings you Phone Box, Oasis, Virtual Director and many more innovative solutions for creative radio people. Come to bionics.co.uk and find out more.
David Lloyd's Radio Moment.
It's 7 years this week since the charts changed a bit. On commercial radio, the Big Top 40 arrived with Rich and Kat.
In real time, a chart show that you influence. Minute by minute, download by download. A real-time chart hasn't been possible. Until now.
On a calmer note, it's 18 years this week since EMAP took control of Melody Radio in London, ready for conversion into what was to become the market-leading Magic. Melody, though, had been a rather different kettle of fish.
Chloe Bonfa, Smooth Dreams. From Joan Baez, Gracias a la Vida. That's Here's the Life. And we heard the Platters, You'll Never Know. Your light and easy favourites, 24 hours a day, here on Melody Radio.
EMAP taking over from Melody this week in 1998, after 8 years of that lovely, calm station. It had been owned by Lord Hanson and launched with the slogan, At last, radio without the speakers. Clever, that. Melody in London was a station with no jingles, and the presenters read the news, but they didn't read it quite like this.
This is London.
That was Lord Reith, was that? And when you hear it's 45 years since he died, you realise how young radio really is. That interesting character left us this week in 1971.
Broadcasting is a development with which the future must reckon, and reckon seriously. Here is an instrument of almost incalculable importance in the social and political life of the community, in affairs national and international.
I guess his most famous quote was, at the beginning, I hadn't the remotest idea as to what broadcasting was. Imagine hearing that from a BBC DG. Another commercial radio birth now from this week 33 years ago, but it was to end 2 years later.
Ease the way from bed to bathroom and bathroom to bus stop. It's the very best way to start your day. Join us at 6 each weekday for Gwent This Morning on GB Radio.
Gwent
the birth of GB Radio in Newport this week in 83, from bed to bathroom and bathroom to bus stop. And a recording there taken from a promotional flexi disc they issued. Remember those? GB Radio was to be forced into a marriage with neighbouring Red Dragon Radio. It's now a capital. Staying with launches, 1982 now, and the BBC finds Northampton on the map.
You're listening to the final test transmissions of the country's newest local radio station.
There's news of a desirable residence for sale in the east of the county, although I must admit the asking price is certainly beyond me. And we meet an unusual pet at a school in Silverstone. And the main news stories this morning, General Galtieri has told the Argentine people that the Falkland Islands belong to them. Meanwhile, the British Defence Secretary...
16th of June, 1982, and the launch of BBC Radio Northampton. And I love the way the unusual pet comes before the Falklands War. It's 2 years now since we lost a radio icon. His voice was beamed around the world on the American Top 40 show, and we listened over here too when there was little else around. He was Casey Kasem.
Casey's Top 40 comes to you every week from Hollywood. If you have a request and dedication or a question for us, write to Casey's Top 40, P.O. Box 4300, Hollywood, California, 90078. Or you can fax us at 213-272-4300. This program's a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment, produced by Bert Kleinman. Our staff includes Merrill Schindler, Ben Harris, Ann O'Flanagan, and Gonzalo Venecia. Production and engineering by Ron Harris, with Michael Cooper, Joe Weir, David McAdam, Santo Cosio, and Sal Cosio. Executive producer Norm Pettis. Our jingles come from Jam Creative Productions. My name's Casey Kasem. Until next week, when once again we'll count down the biggest hits in the USA, keep your...
Try doing your show credits like that tomorrow, and don't forget your jingle company either. The voice of Casey Kasem, who died this week in 2014. Here's a station which began this week 3 years ago. It didn't stay on DAB too long, but it's still around, and what a launch.
Somebody said that it couldn't be done, but he with a chuckle replied that maybe it couldn't, but he'd be the one who wouldn't say so till he tried. So he buckled right in with the trace of a grin on his face. If he worried, he hid it. He started to sing as he tackled the thing that couldn't be done, and he did it. Somebody scoffed, "Oh, you'll never do that. At least no one ever has done it." But he took off his coat, and he took off his hat, and the first thing we knew, he'd begun it.
Team Rock Radio launching this week in 2013 with John Myers involved. This week in 1924, 50 years before Liverpool got its Radio City, it got its first ever station, 6LV.
I must explain that the studio was situated over a cafe. We had a producer who helped to do the effects as well, and a shot had to be fired in the middle of a play, and he felt it was too loud in the studio, and this shot was fired outside the studio, and a poor old man was coming up the stairs for a cup of tea and thought he was being murdered, and he promptly collapsed and had to be carried into the studio and was got all mixed up with the play, and it all had to be hushed up.
Well, things being hushed up at the BBC, whatever next. The wonderful Muriel Levy there telling of the birth of radio in Liverpool 92 years ago. In Ireland 34 years ago, RTE staged an uninterrupted reading of James Joyce's Ulysses. It lasted 29 hours and 45 minutes.
But I think the greatest tribute of all, and I think that Joyce would have appreciated, was from a man named Jean Villy, who listened for the whole 30 hours, sustained by only coffee and Coca-Cola, and who has since written a book, which he has now published in an edition of 30 copies. And what he has done, he has written in English and German the thoughts that ran through his mind during this 30 hours of Ulysses. It's complete with drawings and illustrations.
Maybe you should write down what goes through your head when listening to these interminable radio moments each week. The reading of James Joyce's Ulysses. It was broadcast on RTE's Dublin medium wave transmitter in its entirety this week in 1982. It became RTE Radio's longest uninterrupted broadcast. And finally, as we prepare for the referendum, let's remember this time of year in 1970. We were heading for a crucial general election. Victory for the Tories meant we might get commercial radio proper, whilst Labour winning meant we might not.
Bulliver, who invented Accutron, the electronic tuning fork watch. Next on Caroline, the news at 8 o'clock, read by Mark Wesley.
To help things along, the hugely popular pirate station RNI changed its name to Lobby for Conservative Success.
These are facts. Fact. During the last term of office of the Conservative Party, taxation was reduced £2,000,000,000. During this term of office of the Labour Party, taxation has been increased by 6,600...
So, with Chris Moyles appearing in a cameo role in The Archers 12 years ago... The death of Radio 4 announcer and ex-Beacon traffic reporter Rory Morrison 3 years ago...
The tennis star has given a no-holds-barred account of how he had sex with a Russian model after meeting her 5 minutes earlier.
Twiggy hosting his last Capital show 3 years ago after 15 years on Breakfast...
I'm gonna kiss you.
And Neil Fox celebrating his 55th birthday...
Radio's changed a lot in that time. It's far more about today and tomorrow.
Those are this week's Radio
Moments. Thank you, David Lloyd. Credits also this week to Stuart Clarkson, to Dawn Murray and Gino Conti at MFR, to researcher Hayley Hayes, and of course to you for listening. The Radio Today programme is a TDC production. I'm Trevor Dan. Next week, we'll be at the New York Radio Awards. Join me for that if you can. Ta-da.
The Radio Today programme with Broadcast Bionics, creating and distributing clever software for radio.